This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh my goodness. I'm so looking forward to this. This is part 24 of The Peace of the Father. And today we're looking at Romans, the fifth chapter, and from verse 1. And my Bible titles this, The Assurance Provided by the Gospel, the Hope of Salvation, the Hope of Glory, from Justification to Salvation. What a mouthful. Romans 5, and the first verse says this, Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Christ Jesus our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Powerful words, powerful, incredible words. I love the way Paul describes grace. Undeserved privilege. I like to describe it by saying God's unmerited favor on our lives, but Paul, well, of course, Paul says it better. Undeserved privilege. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Christ Jesus our Lord has done for us. Now let's look at that. What does that exactly mean? Since, Paul is saying, since we have been made right in God's sight. In other words, we have turned to God and said, Lord, we've done it all wrong. We've got it all wrong. We've messed up big time. We need your help, Lord. Come now, Holy Spirit, fill us. Father, fill us full of your glory. Lord God Almighty, we ask you for your peace. Jesus, come into my life. That is being made right. That means that we are okay with God. We've had a bit of an argument now and again, and we've looked at God and said, Sorry, Lord, got this wrong, made a mistake here. And now, because we've said that, we are right with Him. How glorious it is to be right with God Almighty. How wonderful it is to have God Himself smiling down upon us because we are right with Him. And all of that, beloved, is done by faith. It is all done by faith. Nothing else. Just faith. Go with me to Hebrews. And the 11th chapter, and verse 1. What is faith? This is what faith is. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurances about things we cannot see. I think that is utterly amazing, you know. And I give God, I'm going to have to change this music. I don't know what's going on with the music. Last couple of days, it's not been right, and I do not know why. So I'm changing it. I'll try another one. Faith is wonderful. I'll say it again. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. It gives us that certain assurance that things are happening that we can't physically see with our eyes. And therefore, that is what has happened. That is what has happened to you and I. Before, as Paul was saying, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, having that assurance of something that we cannot see. What happens next? We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Now think about that for a second. Just think very hard about that just for a moment. All of those things that Jesus has done for you, all of those blessings. David, I'm so low at the moment I can't even see the blessings. Well, you can even just look at this. Think of those who are worse off than you, because there's someone worse off than you. Always. And we know this through faith, because of faith, because we believe, because we know that we know that we know. You know, I have no doubt in my mind any longer about who Jesus is. None. There is not a scrap of doubt in my mind. That's how strong the faith is in knowing who Jesus is, in knowing he is my Lord and Savior. There is no doubt at all. The doubt has gone. I'm done with doubt. I just know that I know that I know that I know. And I get this scripture so well. When I think to myself, why is it sometimes there is no peace in my life, and then there is such great, wonderful peace? I've said this time and time again. When I say the peace of the Father, the peace comes instantly. The peace to me comes instantly. The second I say those words, the peace of the Father, something else happens in my life. When I'm in conflict, and I sometimes am in conflict, when I'm in conflict and I say these words, silence, be still, the conflict is over. It's finished. It's done. Those are the words that Jesus used when he was calming the storm. The Bible tells us he rebuked the wind, and then he said, silence, be still. Such powerful words. And it happens in my life. And it happens through faith. Because I declare now in Jesus' name, when I say the word, the peace of the Father, the peace comes. Because I've made that declaration and I've said that is what happens. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, and if you've got that in your Bible, underline it. Underline it now. We have peace with God because of what Christ Jesus our Lord has done for us. All of those blessings, all of those things that he has done, and they are too numerous to mention. There are thousands and thousands of blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. That is for sure. And then Paul goes on, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. I love that. That is so good. Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, this place of complete grace where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. That is fantastic. That is so wonderful, knowing that we're in this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we can confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. It's as simple as that. We can look forward now. What is going to happen in the future? I wonder where I'll be. When I go to glory, what will be happening? I have no idea. Let's have a look at this. What will be happening? Well, I can say this. We confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. And I want you to do this right now while this music is messing around. I really don't know what's going on. But I want you to do this. I want you to just spend this time now praying. I just want you to turn your eyes toward Jesus. And there's some stuff that we want to say thank you for, because it is amazing. It is truly and utterly amazing what God can do in our lives, you know. It is remarkable. And I give him the glory. That we can make a declaration. We can say, Lord, when I say those words, the peace of the Father, I pray in Jesus' name that your peace would fall. When I say those words, silence be still, Lord, that conflict would end. There would be no more conflict. It would stop at that point. Lord, say this with me now. Lord Jesus, I'm walking with you. I'm walking with you in front of me. And I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. And I say, Lord God, thank you for everything that you have done. Lord, I give you all of that honor. Father, when I say the words, the peace of the Father, may your peace fall now in the name of Jesus. Father, when I say these words, silence, be still, conflict in my life will end. Lord, come into my life and make me brand new right now. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.